Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, time for the crossover. Willard and Dibs in the house.
Yes.
What's up, gents?
Come on, boys. How we doing?
Dynamite.
Yeah?
You know the rat on the table, right?
I don't.
This is last day of the week.
Yeah. Oh. He's got four reasons why he's in a good mood.
Oh. Look at Dibs.
Four reasons. Yeah. And one of them is he's going on a guy's trip.
Yay!
Going to Gamble Sands.
Look at him smiling.
Wonderful golf resort in northeastern Washington.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful course, really in the middle of nowhere. They got a full 18. Mm-hmm. They got a short course, which is 14-hole, like, pitch and putt. It's up and down in a quarry. They got a fun putting course.
Northeast Washington?
Yeah.
Hour and a half from Spokane.
Yeah. You're not heading over to Coeur d'Alene, are you? Okay.
No, but you can go. Normally, you fly into Spokane, which is about 45 away from Coeur d'Alene.
Yep.
And it's also about an hour from Gamble Sands, the place where I last broke 80.
That's where I talked about. I heard you say
on
that.
On my birthday, yeah. 8/15/2021.
Dibbers.
Finished a birdie par birdie to break 80. A little bit of a flurry on the back from your boy. You're going to like it. The fairways are so wide.
Oh, nice.
Wide open. Mm-hmm. The fairways are really, really wide and friendly. Tough green complexes. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful landscape. Hello, friends.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's supposed to be like 85, 90 degrees, too.
Yeah, except we're supposed to be that here, too.
I know.
So
I heard
it's
that.
Okay.
Is that true?
I heard that.
That might. It depends on where you are. Right. So East Bay, hell yeah.
Sack, how about Sack?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was one of the reasons I'm happy,
Tay. Okay.
Yep.
The other reason is...
you're hot today. Look at your face.
Even a cynic...
Your eyes are flying out of your head right now. What's going on?
Even a cynic like me...
Uh-huh.
Can't downplay the Macklin Celebrini.
That is dope, man.
Probably going to the Sharks.
Not probably. But,
he's going. What? Every time I said he's going, Evan's like, well, they haven't had the draft yet.
Exactly.
But Dibs, this is
I love your enthusiasm,
it's cool.
To characterize him as from here is inaccurate.
I said local ties.
Willow Glen.
You did correct it to local ties, but you realize that he's lived out his life elsewhere.
He moved here with his dad in 18.
Yep.
In 2018.
And then he promptly
went to boarding school where he played.
But he was at home a lot that
1 year.
10 years.
But he went to a hockey academy out here.
Right. And then he realized, I'm pretty good. I better get out of California.
I've been to Miami twice. Does that mean I'm from there?
Ruin a great
this
story,
old man works for the Warriors.
Yeah, what's going on here?
As a man who is Captain Semantics and he's put
local
every
ties.
Human being in check, he needs to be put in check.
Local ties.
You use the phrase from here. And while we're burying you, I need to get the audio proof of you and your Minnesota take because you're not known for your strong takes.
And that Dibs, I didn't want to break it to him.
Normally you put things in the cap.
You saying the T-Wolves were going to win not on record is what Dibs is saying.
I didn't say they were going to win. I never said they were going to win.
You would never say something so bold.
Exactly. Back in December, Mark.
Yes. Hi.
I came in one day and I said, I'll tell you what, we got to add another team to the championship contender list, because this team can win it, Minnesota.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How come you only said it once?
In December.
If you really felt it, you probably would have stuck with that.
We're in
tape.
The Bay Area.
Yeah.
We don't do Minnesota radio here.
You would have tweeted it, too.
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm like, who am I working with today? This is the little Steinmetz. What happened to... Get back on there. You can if you want to.
Why'd
you
leave? He won't.
Why'd you leave?
I got
this
hacked.
Is his story, Willard.
No, I got hacked.
So why don't you reboot?
Because when I tried it, it says my account no longer exists.
Your boss tried to help him.
I don't want to make a new one with
Why
all
not?
New.
You got. You're killing us, Smalls. Yeah, you gotta have a Twitter account.
Get back on Twitter with zero followers.
Have a platform. You probably could have built it up. In fact, you could have ended up with more followers if you made a big old deal about it.
Yes.
Wow, look at Will. You could make a big old deal about it.
That's it. No. That's not who I am. That's not who I am.
No, you're missing out. Every time you tweet, you get 14 people going, link in bio if you want to see me naked. What? It's really fun on there. It's super fun.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a little breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Guru breaking news. I found a baseball team.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The Pirates called up Paul Skeens. I'm back.
Oh, gosh.
Their hotshot pitcher. I'm back to him.
That's all I needed.
I had a discussion with a guy over the weekend named Derek Petrak, and he was reminding me what I said to you about your faux free agency.
They called him up.
You know what?
If you would have gotten rid of your jerseys, I would have respected it a little bit more.
You know what, Goo?
It's getting old now.
Yeah, to say it rubs me the wrong way would probably be
overstating
it.
Yeah. Willard,
sure
I was hurting.
I'm sure
but they pull just when you think you're out, they pull you back
you
in.
You were never out.
I was out.
None of us
they won three in
out.
A row and then I was
you
like,
you were never out. And when they win two or three more in a row, you're gonna put the jersey back on and start huffing and puffing again about the Buccos.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us are surprised that
he's speechless.
You repicked the
Don't
Pirates.
Rip me, Willard.
I do remember the show where you were like, all right, everybody, let's have some candidates. Who should be my next team?
Giants were in
the By the way, it has to be the Giants, but who should be our next team? The Giants are the only candidate. But what? Yeah, of course. You were never gone. You're not, by the way, I get your frustration. It was warranted. It still is. But I sort of feel this way about that subject. You're not allowed to change.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get to change.
You know I know.
You do.
That.
You don't get to tell people how to fan.
No, I'm not telling you how to fan.
Real ones don't, Dibs.
I'm not telling you how to fan. But, like, the idea, I guess maybe put it this way. If you can change,
you
never were a fan to begin with.
No, no. And you know
like
me.
That's
unfair judgment.
What about if you're a Raider fan?
What about if
your team leaves?
You can do whatever you want.
That's different.
That's a little bit different.
A's fans and Raider fans.
It's a little bit different.
You get an injunction
I'm not telling you can't do it. You're obviously allowed the same way I'm allowed to judge. I think it's hilarious when people go, I don't judge. Yes, you do.
Wow.
We all do. What the hell are we doing here right now? What's our job? Like, I mean.
Would this be acceptable?
Yeah, okay.
A Browns fan says, I no longer root for the Browns after the Deshaun Watson sign.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about when they became the Raiders.
I just knew he was going there.
Yeah.
What about a Bengal fan who doesn't want to be a Bengal fan because they draft Joe Mixon?
So you could do that. Wow. Ooh.
I mean, does that
Steiny's
not work?
My friend is Steiny? Joe Mixon's agent.
No, you can.
No, I'm just saying, Deshaun Watson.
Fine. I'm not judging. Where do you draw the line? But you are judging.
So what the conversation we're having right now is between your heart and your head.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is basically what fans can do in their head, which, of course, you can do whatever the hell you want. You can leave. You can come back. You can
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Do all of those things. My contention is not so much about like an opinion. I'm saying if that team is actually in your heart,
not with Tito,
you about can't front. Leave.
Yeah. You, like you, oh, you absolutely can.
Dale Bear on line one, you, Johnny you, Ray, Marvell Wynn.
So what if? I mean, what if you had been victimized by a certain assault, and well, then your team different. Signs Deshaun Watson? Then you probably can't stomach the affiliation with somebody who is alleged to have done the same thing that happened to you.
So we're getting a little bit.
We're getting a little deep.
We're getting into some extenuating circumstances.
You can make whatever judgment you want.
You can.
And decide.
How many
Niner
fans quit for Reuben Foster, Dibs? I don't think not me.
If you love a team, I mean.
I get it, Willard. Ride or die.
You can fall out of love.
You can.
Exactly.
I mean, in this room, we've all fallen in and out of love. I mean, I could look around the room and see that. That's happened
to
all
of us. Real quick, you're a diehard Warrior fan. If you came in here and said, whatever pissed you off, I'm a Clipper fan, we couldn't take you serious because we know you're not a Clipper. You don't have the history and the blood, sweat, and tears with that team.
If Joe Lacob sells the team to an individual who I revile, let's just say John Fisher buys the Warriors. They decide to do a team swap. Lacob gets the A's. Fisher gets the Warriors. I'm out.
Yeah,
on the Golden
that's
State
different because you deserve to be out.
And I'd argue no, you're not.
I got okay.
I'd argue
try
you're
me.
Not.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, you are.
Fisher can barely afford the A's.
You are different because you can hold a grudge with the best of them.
No doubt.
But I can't argue with what you're saying, but I also think you can't argue with what I'm saying. If you truly, truly love
preaching.
A team, yes, they can offend you. But even that's human beings. We're not actually. Like, that's not the relationship with a sports team.
It's all encompassing.
Do you know what
me.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just that's what you do. If you, like, I don't like the owner of the Giants at all. Good God.
Like, I don't feel like I don't even know him.
Well, part of the problem.
Okay. All right.
I don't know him. I don't like a lot of the things that he's done. I also don't like a lot of the things that they've done baseball wise. But what am I going to do? Pirates.
Well, you could get to a breaking point if it was painful enough, like any relationship. I mean, Guru was ready to dump Pittsburgh off a losing streak.
But he was.
It was bigger than that.
But he was.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, it was finances, ownership.
But now the phenom's up, so we're all back in.
Yeah,
see,
Randy,
I'm back. But here, that's even that's kind of the point. Like if you had an owner who's like, we're really just here to make money. We don't care if we win. Oh. You're like, I'm never going to root for this team again. And then that owner sells the team the next year. You're like, we're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Exactly.
Like you can't.
You get to do that as a fan.
You get to.
Right.
I'm just saying.
And you can judge it if you want. It doesn't mean you're a better fan because you decided to.
I don't believe I said that.
No.
My point is if you've really got a relationship with a team, I think a lot of you are acting. If you just are like, and I can walk away whenever I want. And they can't.
No doubt. Will.
Like, you're allowed to, but that's a lot. Yeah. Like, if you really love a team, just being like, I do, it's what I do every year. I go to 7 games. I watch all the games on TV. It's how me and my family connect with one another. We do it together. My dad took me to my first game. All of that. And someone ticks you off and you're just like, so I'm done now. Good luck.
100
win. You do.
This
you're
is the Cleveland
listening.
Browns of baseball. Yeah.
To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. Okay, I got two more reasons why I'm in a good
mood.
Take
your time.
Go ahead. Cheers.
And Dibs will like this one because he's svelte. He's svelte.
Oh, I heard this earlier. I was proud of him.
Yeah, I got up at 6 and walked Lake Merritt.
You walked the lake. Did you go from your house, walk to the lake around and back?
Asked him. He drove.
It's 3 miles.
It's okay, though.
It's a 3 mile
walk. Working off a new hip. I'm proud that you're getting up and getting after it.
Yeah, and it I felt better today. Yeah.
What made you, when did you say, what time last night where you said, you know what, I'm getting up and I'm going for a walk?
I had a partner. We decided to do it together.
All right, gotcha.
Motivate each other.
A duo. Yeah.
Good.
So that's the third. And then here's the fourth, sports related.
Man, you got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, this one I'm having a hard time buying, but go ahead.
It's
because
he's out of here. He's such in a good mood.
If you view the Warriors as we've got to win a title next year, it's bleak. It's just bleak.
Totally.
But if you view the Warriors as let's talk about, you know, the future, the next 2 or 3 years and what we can do, it seems a lot better. It looks a lot better to me.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, let me ask you this. How long do you think Steph's going to play?
I gave him the answer, Willard.
More than 2 more years.
Okay.
I said 4.
Then why everything and anything into next year? Like, if you get Durant and it fails, well, now what do you do with Steph? Because you got nothing. But if you 46 wins this year, you try to, you know, move Wiggins maybe, and you get a player in that fits, you sign a free agent who works, you win 50 games next year. Okay, he's playing the next year, Steph is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the all or nothing of next year limits you so much in terms of not only what you can do, but how you view things.
I agree with that. Yeah. I'm not.
If you're Matt Steinmetz, but what if you're Steph Curry?
Depends on what those moves are.
Even if you're Steph Curry, I don't know that, like, okay, how's he view it, right?
Exactly.
A star wants help.
Oh, my gosh.
But a star also puts it on themselves. They also put it on themselves. I mean, I always think that, like, Joel Embiid is an example of this. There's a weakness there. And it may be showing in his results, which is every year, if the star gets to the end of the year and it doesn't go well, and then that star holds a press conference to tell everybody that it didn't go well because of all the people around him,
right.
That's
a weak sauce.
You're right. You're heading into a bad spot. So, like, if it doesn't go well for Steph next year, who does Steph look at?
Depends on why it doesn't go well. If they bring back everybody, Chris walks, Clay walks, and you replace him with not much, and you don't win 50 games. Maybe you win 40, and he feels like they did nothing to improve the roster. Then he might be in a spot of, well, these guys don't even really want to maximize my window.
That's real.
I'm out.
But the Warriors have never done that.
They never had to under this regime.
Okay, let's go backwards. How does Steph feel now? Why did it not work?
Because past year?
You had the line of the Warriors season. The answer was not in the building.
Does he feel that way?
I got to believe he has to.
He thinks they were three wins away from being a six seed.
And right.
Those are his words.
We talked about that, but what were you supposed to say?
No, but he also...
Those are his words. It came out of his mouth.
He did.
The way those people think is if you had put me in the six seed and given me a shot, I could have done it. Even though none of us really believe him. But that's not the way...
He needs a bona fide number two...
Agreed. Yeah, but that's now. He didn't think that at the beginning of the year, because at the beginning of the year there were candidates who the thought process was could be the two, and now it looks like they can't. From a Wiggins to a Clay to a Jonathan's not ready type of a thing.
Well, Donnie, I do like what you said though, because it's not about this year or bust in terms of still winning the chip. I don't know about 4 years. I think three, maybe it's four, and you can build to it. But I do think you have to do something to start that build this year. It can't just be, even if it's Wiggins out and two, like you said, like Nickels or some guy you mentioned and other like up-and-coming wings. And you were throwing names out. I'm like, okay, I like what you're saying. Like two guys who are making about 12 guys who might be at their best in 2 years.
But be careful what you wish for, because Wiggins, I told Stein, he's still in his prime. Oh, he's a head case.
So
if you get something back, it's got to shoot 40% from the three and be able to guard the team's best player.
I don't think he's in his prime anymore based on how he played last year. He averaged a career low in points and a career high in disinterest.
I get what your vision of Wiggins is, but do you think it'll really be tough to get a player in here who has a better season than Wiggins had last year?
No.
So then that's the practicality of it. You want a player who's better than Wiggins. Who better than Wiggins was last year? My point with the so I'm watching the Timberwolves and they got Jaden McDaniels and Walker Alexander, and they were part of these three team trades involving Westbrook, and like nobody knew who they were, and the trades were only 2 years ago. Like that's like I'm convinced if they move Wiggins, it's going to be like that, and we're going to say I don't know. But it's going to be a fit. It's going to be somebody that has a chance to make them better, I think.
It'll have to be.
Right.
That's probably all that they can get for Andrew Wiggins. Mm. And those players are of value. Like, you know, that word fit is an interesting one when it, for example, comes to Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm convinced he's a good player. I'm not convinced of his perfect fit. With
Kirsten, we need him to be a three. You don't know that by now. Like, well, that's scary.
Yeah.
That is scary.
And then just go back to the championship years and the players that are not core players, but like, wow, you know what I mean? Wow. It ended up being such a fit. Like, I don't know why this is the name that's popping.
Livingston.
Right? Sean Livingston.
Oh, my perfect.
Sean Livingston. Like, that was never a core piece, never a starter, never somebody you worried about, game plan for, nothing. But if you watch Warrior basketball during that era, you're like, damn. That guy had an effect on how this thing all played out. So maybe it's pieces like that, for sure. That's probably all you're going to get. I get fascinated, though. Dibs, you just said something. Steph Curry, if he feels like after this year, like the organization isn't all in or doesn't have his back or doesn't like the moves, .. I'm out. I really want to dive into this today on our show.
Yeah.
Well, this idea, and I hear it there. I heard it with some callers earlier today on both of the other shows. The idea that if something isn't perfect next year, there's fear that Steph is going to ask to leave. And I really think it is a delusion of our minds. I think it's a fear that would never happen. It's not because I'm romantic about his relationship with the organization. I think it's because he will be 37 years old at that time.
Right.
And when you're 37, I could count on less than one hand how many players can sort of like go out and be like, I demand you move me and other organizations will die to have you and build around you. 37-year-old, 6'2" guy?
Yeah. Who right now is one of the 15 best players in the association. He'll be an all-NBA player.
Won't happen.
I think you're delusional to think that he's going to be happy just standing pat if this team shows no real appreciable movement or improvement.
Dibs. Well,
you know, he's only under contract for 2 years.
But that's actually the beauty of it. And the more I think about it, I think this is a blessing in disguise. He's got two more. He's extension eligible next summer.
Right. Yep.
So you try to get better. You either do or you don't. And at that point, like if things go south next year, then I do think, Steph, what do you think? You got one more year left. We can sign you to retire here, and then you cooperate with each other. And in theory, you could trade him. At that point, for
that's
a year,
worst case scenario, he's a lifer.
I really think you guys, when you hear Steph talk, you guys are acting like the Warriors are operating in a separate space than Steph. He's in on these conversations. If what they do doesn't work, Steph's not LeBron. He's not the guy that's going to be like, fire the coach again. Not my fault. Like, Steph's going to be a part of what the Warriors do. His opinion is going to completely be in the room.
No doubt.
So if it goes south, he's not going to be like, bleep you, organization.
We tried it all.
Yeah, like, I mean, plus, I don't think at that moment, so imagine it goes south. That means what? They miss the playoffs again?
Yeah. A year from now, they go 41-41.
All right, so in 3 years running, you would have a second-round exit, a play-in loss, and then another
11 seed.
And Jesus. You think the league is going to be like, damn, we need to, someone needs to get our hands on Steph Curry at age 37 in three consecutive flops
right.
to make him our centerpiece of our organization.
Not a centerpiece, but if
well, then
you're,
why would you do it?
Because he's still going to be one of the elite scorers in the association.
I just think to trade Steph Curry, this fan base is like, you better get something amazing.
It would never happen.
You better get something
but
amazing.
But you may not have a choice if he gets to a spot where they're continuing on a trajectory. Steiny mentioned it earlier. Three of the last 5 years, you've not been a playoff team. It's not like this last year was a little blip on the radar.
I feel like there is another Hall of Fame, once upon a time, not too long ago, 37-year-old point guard who used to be able to run a show and freak everybody out if he was open on the market. He played for the Warriors this year. His name's Chris Paul.
Steph is leagues above where Chris Paul is right now.
Again, we're talking about this being another year or two down the road.
Right.
Chris Paul, a year and a half ago, was a 37-year-old, highly paid point guard, and the Suns were like, go away. And then the Wizards handed him off for the least efficient player in the NBA. You don't get to decide when you're 37, I'm running the show, and this is where I'm going.
You do when you're playing as well as he is.
We
can get into it.
Again,
the bag is on the shoulder, the vacations in the on-deck circle.
We'll be listening.
We're projecting forward, though.
Yeah. We're putting ourselves in his mind. I'll save it for the next four hours, because I don't want to keep my man. He's got a full
decision. I do.
Yes.
I do. He's not working right, the next 2 days.
The bag is on the shoulder.
Next three work days. All right. It's 95.7 The Game. You know who we are.
Monday, too? Jeez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.